Thank you so much. Thank you, buddy. Can I give you a hug? Thank you so much.
A grateful mom and dad thanked 10-year-old Quentin Foster for a handmade fleece blanket for their baby girl during a gathering of families involved with Hunter's Hope.
It makes me feel good, obviously. I couldn't really explain emotions, but it does make me feel amazing. It makes my day sometimes.
Quentin began making blankets for sick children as part of a community project, and he hasn't stopped since. Last year, Quentin made 400 blankets. They went to kids at places like Roswell Park Cancer Institute, the Ronald McDonald House, and Make-A-Wish.
When I was done with my schoolwork, I did nothing, so I wanted to use that energy to do good in the community.
Quentin pays for the fleece a nickel at a time by returning cans and bottles for the deposit. Each blanket costs nearly $20. Once he has cash in hand, he heads to the fabric store.
You want the glow-in-the-darks?
Yeah, I like the glow-in-the-darks, too. It's cool for the kids.
Quentin's passion has grown into a family affair with his mother and grandmother helping with some of the basics. His mother, Adrian, measures and cuts the fleece.
He's learning that there's kids that are a lot less fortunate than him. We still have more than some, and we have our health, and we're able to be home together at night as a family. And this right here teaches him that not everybody has that chance.
His family started a Facebook page to spread the word about Quentin's blankets for sick kids. Hunter's Hope recently joined the growing list of organizations asking for blankets. The group was founded by former Buffalo Bills Hall of Fame quarterback Jim Kelly and his wife Jill after their son Hunter was diagnosed with Krebs disease. Kelly himself was grateful for Quentin's thoughtfulness.
It doesn't take adults to get it, and Quentin definitely gets it. And it just shows you how a young adult, young kid gives back.
And for Kathleen Smith, the Made with Love blanket was priceless.
For him to go out and spend time in his time away from sports or anything else to make my precious girl a blanket is just amazing. He's never even met her. It's such a selfless act. We're honored to have met him.
Quentin's grandmother, Kathy Foster, says it all started with a pile of fabric. Who knew Quentin would end up making such a big difference?
The joy in Quentin's face that he actually got to see some of the recipients of his blankets when he got done, he's like, that was fun. So this was big. This was big for him, so it'll make a big impact. But my heart is touched, definitely, definitely. He's a good kid.
For WBFO News, I'm Cheryl Hagan.